हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंतां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभैरविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ओम सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कन्ने भिश्रुनुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् ज्ञानांशु प्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्टान् भोगान् स्थविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् अपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् ति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः मायया भोजयन्नः माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात् आत्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमति विभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् ಸರ್ವಾನೇತಾನ್ ಪುನರಪಿಶನೈ ಪುನರಪಿಶನೈ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಿ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣ ಪಾತ್ವಸೌ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯ ಗುಣಗಣ ಪಾತ್ವಸೌ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣ ತುರಿಯ ನಹ ಪಾತು ಗೌಡಪಾದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಪ್ರಕರಣ ದ ವೆರಿ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಶೋಸ್ ಹೌ ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ implied by the term Atma is one, secondless, and non-dual. He shows the Atma being one, the oneness of the Atma, through the illustration of space. How one indivisible, undivided part endless whole space appears to be many in keeping with the countless number of enclosures of various forms, names and functions. So also Atma, the only Atma, appears to be many jivas in various countless number of enclosure like body, minds and complexes, which means the difference is not there, the seeming difference. There's only seeming difference. Any space obtaining any enclosure is the space. Similarly here, Atma obtaining in every individual is the Atma, with the name Jiva. The only Atma obtains in every individual with the name Jiva, because it lends life to the whole body, mind and complexes. Otherwise, there's only one Atma. So there's no plurality of the Atma. So when we explain, by way of explaining the oneness of the Atma, he also negated the views of Sankhya and Vaisheshika, other schools of thought, who have this view of the plurality of the Atma. And he explained this logically, that now he wants to establish the same, that oneness of the Atma, showing the appropriate illustration from the example, showing the same view being the only view of all Upanishads. Which means what he says, the fact, Atma being one, the oneness of the Atma is the reality, is the fact. And this fact of oneness of the Atma, he wants to show again, with the support of the statements of the Shruti. Come on, not one Upanishad. All Upanishads uniformly give the same vision, teach the same fact. When all Upanishads uniformly reveal the same fact, means that is the fact. So fact means it is, we have to understand that. Okay. And not only he established that oneness of the Atma by simply negating the plurality of the jivas, He also established oneness of the Atma, showing that even the body, mind, sense complexes are projections of the Maya, projections of the Vikshepa Shakti of Maya, the inseparable power of the Atma. Which means, Atma is non-separate from even the seemingly appearing countless number of body, mind, sense complexes. Atma is non-different from, non-separate from, in the entirety of the world of material forms, names and functions, subtle and gross. Which means all that is only Atma. All seemingly appearing, the plurality of jivas, the seemingly appearing plurality of jivas also, but actually only one Atma. There's no plurality. All jivas are one Atma. Even not, there's only one jiva. One jivaha, which is one Atma. And all the material body, mind, sense, all the material forms also, material products also are actually only projections of the Vikshepa Shakti of Maya, the power of Atma, which is non-separate from it. Therefore, the whole cosmos is non-separate from, the gross universe also is non-separate from, gross and subtle material worlds of beings also are non-separate from Atma. Which means, Atma is one, Atma is secondless, Atma is non-dual. Ekaha Atma, Advitiyaha Atma, Advaitaha Atma. This fact, now he's going to help us understand also with the statements from, relevant statements from other Upanishads. Now we have started seeing the 11th Karika where Gaudapada Acharya shows the Atma being one, the oneness of the Atma to the Taittiriya Upanishad. So I explained to you, to make it very clear here, again, it's a very beautiful portion in the Taittiriya Upanishad. In the second chapter called Brahmanandavalli, we have this analysis of five koshas. In fact, five levels of experience are presented as five koshas. Koshas means covers. They are not real covers. They are as though covers of the Atma. Introducing the absolute reality as Brahma, as the cause of the universe. Absolute reality is introduced as the cause of the universe. And then the word Brahma is used. So Brahman is Jagat Karanam, saying it is from that Brahma all elements have come, and then plants came, and from plants the food came, and how from the food alone all these living physical forms originated. This is how he presents the creation. There the beauty is, whenever Upanishad presents the reality as the cause, it's a method of teaching. Really, Upanishad does not mean the reality is the cause. Reality is not the cause, but reality presented as the cause, though it is not the cause. Just to say, just to show us the fact, the cause is non-separate from the effect. In any example also, gold is non-separate from the ornaments. Wood is non-separate from the chair or any wooden furniture. In the same way, cause is non-separate from its effect. Therefore, Brahman being non-separate from the whole, alone, Brahman is presented as the cause, though it is not the cause. It's only teaching. This is a method, it's a method of teaching. They're presenting the Brahman as the cause of the universe. Upanishad says all the elements, and the elemental form of plants, and the food, and all the physical forms also originated. This is an indirect method of Brahman. In the indirect definition of Brahma. Indirectly taking us understand Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam is the direct definition of Brahma. That definition helps us understand the nature of the reality Brahman being, consciousness, existence, which is the nature of limitlessness. So limitless consciousness, existence being the nature of the reality is revealed by the direct definition of Brahman, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. But that definition, even though it reveals the reality, the nature of the reality, still the reality is understood to be paroksham. Paroksham means other than oneself. If you simply say consciousness is the reality, it is still, you don't understand that reality being non-separate from yourself. Upper is called paroksham. Direct definition of Brahman revealing the nature of Brahman being consciousness, existence, only makes us understand Brahman as the paroksham, as something other than oneself. But that Brahman being one's own self has to be understood. Therefore, this another method is, another definition also is given, indirect definition. In that definition, Brahman is presented as the cause of the universe. By presenting the Brahman as the cause of the universe, Upanishad makes us understand Brahman being non-separate from the universe. And as we need to understand that paroksham Brahma being aparoksham, that absolute reality, the consciousness existence, which still appears to be other than oneself, should be understood as one's own self. That is when knowledge is complete. Therefore, another definition is given also here. This Panchakosha Prakriya is amazing Prakriya. This Prakriya helps us negate the universe. At the same time, it helps us arrive at the reality also. That is why it's a beautiful Prakriya. And it is not easy for an ordinary human being to understand, you know, the fact I am consciousness, that easily. To shift one's identity from the grossest matter to the subtlest consciousness is not an easy thing. Therefore, Upanishad helps us arrive at the subtlest consciousness being one's own self, gradually through a journey like an inward journey. So showing that Brahman, what is that Brahman? That Brahman is the only reality, the cause of the whole cosmos from which all this has come into existence. And having come there, and then you say, and now helps us understand what is this physical body all about. And at the first level of experience, Upanishads helps us understand this physical body, okay, which is also what? Product of food, modified form of food, born out of food, sustained by food, resolves to food, is being elemental material product. It cannot exist independently by itself, away from, outside of its corresponding total. the first, okay, there's a beautiful analysis. Then we analyze, we first take this only, it's called Annarasamayaha. Annarasamayaha is what now? The analysis of the physical body. The analysis of the experience at the first level. First level of experience. Unless we understand the fact there cannot be something called individual gross physical body which can exist by itself independently without the corresponding total being there. This is the first thing. And the corresponding total gross universe of forms, names and functions also cannot be by itself. It has to shine. Therefore, it is looked upon as what? The entirety of the gross universe is looked upon as the entire, the gross manifestation, as manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, the entirety of the gross universe is looked upon as Virat Ishwaraha. Now, what we are experiencing in the waking state, the gross universe, is not universe, it is Ishwara, it is Virat Ishwara. And every physical body, being non-separate from the corresponding gross universe, already it is what? Wave is ocean, so every physical body is Virat. Already, we do not say what? You cannot hold on to this body as I, as mine. My body, I am the body, my body, you cannot hold on to it. Why? This is Virat. And why? Therefore this is like an effect. Virat is like a cause. The totality of the gross universe is like a cause. And this is like an effect. Because of course it is dependent on the total for its existence. Therefore it is said, the every individual body is an effect of the corresponding total. Being an effect, it is just non-substantial form, name and function. Being non-substantial form, name and function, it is mithya. It has no independent existence. Therefore it is mithya. Being mithya, it is as good as non-existent. Which means, you understand, at the first level of, grossest level of experience itself, you are resolving the individual, this gross body, the material product, elemental product, modified from food, into its corresponding total cognitively. Then you understand, if it is mithya, there is something else. Then your attention is taken to next level. Then you see at pranamaya. What is next subtle? Next to the grossest is the subtle. That is physiological functions, pranas. And you understand the individual prana also as the self. Then you see, we understand the individual prana being non-separate from corresponding total prana. And the samashti pranaha, there is a corresponding total pranic energy, isn't it? Prana Shakti, which is Kriya Shakti of Maya. Kriya Shakti of Maya is in the form of Pranamaya, Samashti Pranaha. And Samashti Prana also cannot be by itself. Samashti Prana is, otherwise Sutra Atma is looked upon as Hiranyagarbheshwara. So without the samashti pranaha, vashti prana cannot be there. Therefore you are resolving the individuality at the subtle level into its corresponding total, which is also what? Another way of seeing your ahankara becoming thinner. Where is my prana, I am the prana, that has to gradually resolve. So this prana, what? The physiological prana, the vital air governing a five systems, involved in five functions, are non-separate from the Sutratma, Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Prana. This is also resolving the individuality in totality at the next second level of experience, subtle level of experience. Now, the entirety of the Virat becomes resolved also in Samashti Prana, Hiranyagarbheshwara. Why? Without Hiranyagarbheshwara, there cannot be Virat. Without Samashti Prana, there cannot be Samashti Stula Prapanchaha. The end total gross manifestation cannot survive, cannot exist independently without being supported by the total pranic energy. This will be Samashti Prana. Then the Samashti Prana also, then what happens, resolved into, then the individuality, this is not I sense, is shifted from what now? So the prana also is under the same thing. This Vashti Prana also is an effect, the product of Samashti Prana. Therefore, it has no independent existence. It is non-substantial form, name and function. Therefore, it is mithya. Therefore, it is as well as non-existent. It is cognitively resolved, the Vashti Prana and Samashti Prana. Then Samashti Prana also understood to be what now? Samashti Pranaha has been resolved in Samashti Manaha. So individual mind, essence is shifted from the Vyashti Prana to Vyashti Manaha, individual mind, Manomaya. It's called Manomaya. So Pranamaya to Manomaya. Initially we mistake the Pranamaya as the Atma. We analyze it. After analysis, we understand Pranamaya being not the Atma. Atma being not the Pranamaya, therefore we negate it as Kosha. Initially we take it as Atma, then we negate it as Kosha. Kosha means what? It is not, okay? It is Anatma, non-self, Mithya Anatma. Then Manomaya. The Manomaya, then we understand Manomaya means the mind and five subtle sense powers. Six aspects. There cannot be individual subtle powers. There cannot be individual mind by itself. This Manomaya, Vashti Manomayaha also must be, what now? Maybe non-separate from its corresponding totality of minds. Samashti Manaha. Anything individual must be non-separate from its corresponding total. So at the subtler level, now from subtle to subtler, our essence is cognitively shifted from the subtle level of experience to the subtler level of experience in the form of Manomayaha. So manaha also, individual mind, individual sense, subtle sense powers, the six aspects constitute Manomaya. So even this Manomaya cannot be by itself independently without the corresponding total. There's a corresponding totality of minds, Samashti Manaha. Samashti Manaha, Samashti Indriyani. Samashti Manaha, Samashti Indriyani means what? Totality of subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge. The totality of minds together convert now. Again, Hiranyagarbheshwara. Total mind also is said to be Hiranyagarbheshwara. The Hiranyagarbha is in the form of totality of prana, totality of minds. Therefore, Vyashti Manaha is resolved as Hiranyagarbha, into Hiranyagarbha. Isn't it? Totality. So this Hiranyagarbha means Ishwara, the Lord. There is no individual mind. This is so, you can't say it. Doesn't it belong to, it is Hiranyagarbha. The mind obtaining in every individual is Hiranyagarbha. every physical body is Virat, every the prana in அப்படின்னு எவ்ரி இண்டல் இஸ் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா. நவ் ஈவன் திஸ் மனஹா மனோமயா பீங் அ ப்ராடக்ட் ஆஃப் சமஷ்டி மனோமய சமஷ்டி மனஹா ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா பீங் அ ப்ராடக்ட் இட் ஹாஸ் நோ இண்டிபெண்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் நான் சப்ஸ்டான்ஷியல் ஃபார்ம் நேம் அண்ட் ஃபங்க்ஷன் தேர்ஃபோர் இட் ஹாஸ் இட் இஸ் மித்யா பீங் மித்யா இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் இஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் தேர்ஃபோர் இட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ரிசால்வபிள் ஆஸ் மித்யா இசன்ட் இட் தென் Therefore, I sense are shifted from manomaya. Manomaya, now manomaya becomes negated as kosha. Then you see vijnanamaya. What is vijnanamaya again? Vijnanamaya, intellect. The intellectual aspect of the mind. Vijnanamaya, intellect with same subtle six powers which serve as instruments of knowledge. Buddhihi and Jnanendriyani, six factors, six aspects together from what? Vijnanamayaha. Now this is mistake, this is taken to be the Atma. Oh, I sense is shifted from the Vyatti Manaha to Vyashti Buddhihi. Again we understand the same way how individual intellect, the individual powers cannot exist by itself. Must be part of this corresponding total. Then samashti vijnanamayaha is also Hiranyagarbheshwara. So at every level of experience, you are consciously, thoughtfully, intelligently, you are helped to see the non-difference between the individual and the total. Help to see the individuality being not possible. Individuality is not there. The individual is what now? Resolving its corresponding total. Therefore, this vijnanamayaha also is what now? Non-separate from corresponding total. Samashti buddhihi, the totality of intellects and powers is also looked upon as Hiranyagarbheshwara. So, totality of pranas, totality of minds, totality of intellects, totality of all subtle powers, which serve as instruments of knowledge, together is said to be Hiranyagarbheshwara. When you look at these material aspects as manifestations of knowledge, then you give the title Ishvara. So, where is your mind? Where is your intellect? Where is your Indriyani? Where are your sense organs? Where are organs of actions? Where are your pranas? Nothing is yours. Nothing belongs to also. Everything is Ishvara here. So Sagunam Brahma. So Virat is Sagunam Brahma. Virat Ishvara. Hiranyagarbha is Sagunam Brahma. Now, so we also simultaneously resolve what? The Samashti. Stula Prapanch, Samashti Virat, the entity of the gross manifestation resolvable in Samashti Prana. Samashti Prana is resolvable in Samashti Manaha. Samashti Manaha is resolvable in Samashti Buddhihi. Corresponding totality of intellects, isn't it? Now again we say, what is Veshti Buddhi? After Buddhi, we have Anandamaya Kosha. What is Anandamaya Kosha? Total ignorance. Total ignorance is Anandamaya Kosha. Anandamayaha. And even with ignorance, I did not know. I was, when you say, actually, one has identity with the, even the Vijnanama, Anandamaya. Even with ignorance, one has, I do not know, when we say, our identity is with ignorance only. So that ignorance which is looked upon as the Anandamaya, okay, Anandamaya also, the ignorance also is not there independently by itself. This avidya, the total ignorance is non-separate from what? Corresponding total ignorance, Maya. This ignorance is avidya is Maya. Maya, the total unmanifest power of the reality known as Maya alone is in the form of ignorance in every individual mind, individual being. Therefore, there is no Veshti, avidya, ajnanam obtaining in every individual is nothing but Maya, the total unmanifest power of the reality. There's no Maya, vidya, avidya, it's only Maya. Understand now? Now, this Maya, this total unmanifest power of reality, known as Maya, is non-separate from its source. And that's what is the source of this total unmanifest power of knowing. You can understand? The knower of ignorance. The knower of ignorance, that which obtains as the knower of ignorance in deep sleep state. There is a knower. And you have to say, I am the knower. That knower obtaining in the deep sleep state as the knower of ignorance is abstract, formless reality. And that reality knows ignorance in deep sleep state. It knows, why does it know? Because knowing is its swarupam, nature. This is how we arrive at the abstract, formless, subtlest reality in terms of its nature of knowing as the knower of the ignorance obtaining in deep sleep state. Clear? And we have shifted the eyesense from everywhere. From the physical body, eyesense had to be shifted. From prana, eyesense had to be shifted. From mind, eyesense had to be, manomaya, eyesense had to be shifted. From vijnanamaya, also eyesense had to be shifted. Now from anandamaya, also eyesense had to be shifted. Where can you place this eye? Where can you push this eye? Into what? Nowhere. There's nothing beyond that abstract formless reality which is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing. That is where I has to be resolved. I, the knower, am consciousness, pure knowledge implied by the term Atma. Okay? Then when you look at this reality as the one endowed with this inseparable, unmanifest power of knowing, always called ignorance or Maya, then the reality is given the name of Antaryamishwaraha. Okay, Antaryamishwaraha is just a title given to the reality. Looked upon as the Lord with inseparable unmanifest power of knowing. Is it clear? So now we understand, what about this gross universe is not there, only Virat. The Virat is non-separate from Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is non-separate from Antaryamishara. Antaryamishara is non-separate from what? All can be reduced to one, isn't it? There's no Antaryamishwara is another than the reality understood with its inseparable power of knowing. And this Maya is non-separate. What is Maya? In unmanifest knowing power. Doesn't exist independently outside of reality. It is non-separate. Therefore, reality being the source of the power, Maya being non-separate, We say what? There is no Antaryamishvara, there is no Hiranyagarbheshvara, there is no Viradeshvara other than Brahma. What is there is only Brahma. Okay? So that Brahman is this Atma. The same absolute reality implied by the term Brahman, presented as the cause of the universe, now is arrived at, understood as the nearest self, very content of I, the innermost essence of every individual as one's own self, as the immediate self. When you understand that reality of the whole being available for recognition, nearest self as innermost essence, same reality is also implied by the term Atma. Brahma and Atma are one and the same. This is how the essential oneness of the individual and total, or oneness of the Atma, is established, revealed in this Taittiriya Upanishad. Not only the individual and total are essentially one, even all the gross, subtle, unmanifest universes also are non-separate from Brahma. Is it clear now? So, this gross universe is what? Projection of Maya. Subtle universe is what? Projection of Maya. What is Maya? Inseparable power of reality. Therefore, Maya is non-separate from reality. Therefore, the Maya projected worlds also non-separate from reality. Therefore, all these are just appearances of seeming, appearances of the only Brahma. What is there is only Brahma. There is no second thing other than Brahma. There is no such thing called matter or the material world also outside of other than Brahma. It's one secondless non-dual reality, Brahma. This fact is made very clear in this Taittiriya Upanishad, the second chapter, through this analysis of five koshas. Okay? That's what he says. I need to have taken so much of time for this, okay. Yaha. So here, kaha so ityaha. So I'm reading page number 411. For those who are following English, you get to go to next page. 412. Paraha eva atma yaha purvam satyam jnanam anantam brahma iti prakritaha. He says, paraha atma, the exalted self, the absolute reality implied by the term atma, atma alone, before it, in the very beginning, is, you know, defined as satyam jnanam anantam, as consciousness, as limitless consciousness existence, through the direct definition. And then, yasmad atmanaha, and it is from that atma. See, Shankaracharya doesn't even bother to say this Brahma. There's only one truth, atma. Okay? Tasma, yasmad atmanaha, from which that reality implied with atma alone, swapna maya divat. He jumps to this verse. He doesn't want to explain anything. Swapna maya divat. Akashadikramena, swapna mayadivat, means what? Just as the dream, the world projected in the dream, just as the any magic show projected by the magician, mayadivat, akashadikramena, okay, right from the space, kramena in the proper order, up to this, all these different levels of experience, we have gross, subtle, subtler, much subtler, and the subtlest. Rasadayaha, kosha lakshanaha, sanghataha, the body, mind, sense complexes in the form of, okay, five koshas available at five different levels of experience. See, this body, mind, sense complexes, which are in the form of koshas, which are available for experience at five different levels. All of them from that atma only, all of them came into existence. How? Atma maya visarjitaha. So all these body, mind, sense complexes, sanghataha, obtaining in the form of koshas, obtaining as though the covers, the material aspects, obtaining in the form of material aspects which constitute the individuals, in the form of the koshas, available for experience at 5 different levels. All of them are Atma Maya Visarjitaha. They are all projected by the Vikshepa Shakti of Maya of Atma. The one unmanifest power of knowledge alone is in the form of projecting power, creative power. The same power is in the form of veiling power also. The veiling power also is Maya. Projecting power also is Maya. Vikshepa Shakti, Avarna Shakti, all powers are only power is Maya, which is non-separate from Ishvara, non-separate from Brahma. Therefore, Atma Maya Visarjitaha. So, what have you understood now? The entirety of the cosmos is only an appearance of Brahma, which means nothing in this world exists independently outside of Brahma. This absolute reality Brahma obtaining as your Swarupam is non-separate from this Jagat. Which means it must be possible for us to say from the standpoint of consciousness, I, the consciousness, am the whole. I am non-separate. I am all this. I am all this. It is possible to say only if you place the I in consciousness. Okay. Iti uktam. Okay. Saha atma. No, Shankara says, Saha atma. It is that atma. The power of which alone. Okay, the inseparable power of that Atma alone is Maya, and this the whole cosmos is just projection of that Maya, like the dream world, like any magician's performance, it's like that only. Saha Atma asmabhihi prakashitaha. That Atma was brought. The nature, Atma was made, the Atma was brought to light. I mean, we help you understand that Atma through the example of illustration of space. Yatha kam tatha. Yatha kam tatha iti Atma prakashitaha. Just as space is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole, space, therefore, all the seemingly appearing many spaces, seeming appearances of many spaces, not seemingly real, they're not real, they're all only appearances of one space. In the same way, here it says, Atma also, Atma being one, was already brought to light. Is through the illustration of space. Just as the space, so the Atma. Yatha akashaha tatha. Yatha akham. Kham means space. In this one lettered word, kham means what? Space. Yatha kham tatha Atma. Just as space is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole, so also Atma is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. That was already clarified where in the previous verses of this third section. Atmahi akashavat. So, Bhagavad Pada remains us of the Karika which we have already read. Then the third Karika is same prakranam. Atmahi akashavat. Atma is like the space. What is Atma here? This abstract, formless reality arrived at in terms of its nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, is implied by the term Atma, is indivisible, undivided, like this space. Ityadi shlokaihi, through these various verses which we came across, like the third verse in the same Karika, the oneness of Atma was already revealed by us. Now you know what Atma is. What Atma means? Abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which you can arrive at only as the Swarupam of the knower. As your innermost essence, the nearest self, the immediate self, the very content of I. Wave is water, I am consciousness. Which means I must have been shifted from all the layers. Okay, what available, all the material aspects available at 5 different levels of experience. Isn't it? That is Atma. He says, na tarkika parikalpita atmavat purusha buddhi pramana gamyaha. Look at this. You know, he condemns. Atma is not, that is not Atma. What is it? Purusha buddhi pramana gamyaha. Atma is not something which can be arrived at using the intellect as the means of knowledge. Purusha buddhi pramana gamyaha na atma. This absolute reality, Atma, is not something which can be arrived at through the buddhi, human intellect, as the means of knowledge. Like the Atma assumed erroneously by the logicians. Tarkika parikalpita atmavate. Like the Atma which is erroneously assumed by the logicians, all these philosophers, the Nyaya philosophers, Vaisheshika philosophers, Sankhya philosophers, Yoga philosophers, all of them, not that. That is not the Atma which was attained through the intellect as the, human intellect as the means of knowledge, using their reasoning, rejecting the Shastram as the Pramanam, not making use of the Upanishad as the primary means of knowledge, having the support, Upanishad as the support, using alone their inference alone, using their logic as the main means of knowledge, using intellect as the means of knowledge, that Atma, which was erroneously arrived at, assumed to be the Atma by all these logicians, the philosopher of different systems of philosophy, that is not the Atma. Okay, Atma is not that what is arrived at as Atma by the logicians through their intellect as the means of knowledge. Is it clear? Okay. Iti abhiprayaha, by stating this, this is the meaning conveyed. Okay. Now we move on to the next Upanishad support. That is, the biggest of the Upanishads, Brihadaranyakam. So here also, in this beautiful, very big Upanishad called Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there's a second chapter. The second chapter is called Madhu Brahmanam. Recently you finished studying with Swamiji. Madhu Brahmanam. In that Madhu Brahmanam, in that second chapter called Madhu Brahmanam, there also this fact is revealed. How it is revealed? Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to help us understand how it is revealed. So let us see the first Karika. Dvayoho dvayor madhu jnane. Dvayoho dvayor madhu jnane. Param brahma prakashitam. Param brahma prakashitam. Dvayor dvayor madhu jnane. Dvayor dvayor madhu jnane. Param brahma prakashitam. Param brahma prakashitam. Prithivyamudare chaiva. Prithivyamudare chaiva. Yatha kashav prakashitaha. Yatha kashav prakashitaha. Dvayor dvayor madhu jnane. Dvayor dvayor madhu jnane. Param brahma prakashitam. Prakashitam. Prithivyamudare chaiva. Mudare chaiva. Yatha kashav prakashitaha. Kashav prakashitaha. See, madhugnane, madhugnanam, the word in the verse, madhugnana means in the chapter called Madhu Brahmanam. Madhugnane is equal to in the chapter called Madhu Brahmanam. Brahma prakashitam, the absolute reality, attributeless reality, abstract reality implied the term Brahman is revealed. How is it revealed? No, dvayoho dvayoho, as the only truth of two seeming entities. Two seeming entities. Two means what? There is one subtle, individual subtle, and the individual grass, total grass, subtle. Individual grass and total grass, is it? As the only truth of the individual, total, subtle manifestation, the only truth of the individual, total, grass manifestations. So, dvayoho, dvayoho, as the only truth of the two seeming entities, two individual total entities. In the Madhu Jnanam, Madhu Brahmanam, absolute reality Brahman is revealed as the only truth, only reality of two individual total seeming entities. Okay. How? Giving through the illustration of space again, but not pot space, belly space, isn't it? So he says, udare, just as a space obtained within the stomach, prithivyam, also obtain space obtaining in the earth, there's no difference, isn't it? Prithivyam udare chaiva. The space obtaining within the stomach, space obtaining outside in the earth, is one, non-separate. Through this illustration of the oneness of the space obtaining within the stomach and outside in the earth, Yata akashaha prakashitaha. Just as space is revealed, so also Atma being one also is revealed in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Madhu Brahmanam. So Madhu Brahmanam specifically discusses the subject matter of absolute reality. Therefore Madhu Brahmanam has Brahma Vidya as its main subject matter. So in that chapter what is discussed? How oneness of the reality Brahman, oneness of Brahman, Ekatvam, Advitiyatvam, Advaitatvam, isn't it? Oneness, secondlessness, non-duality of the reality, Brahman is established here through illustration of space, but space obtaining within the stomach and the in the earth outside. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the Karika. Now let us enter into the Bhashyam. Now he is explaining, Shankar Bhagavatpada explaining there in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad how mantra comes. He says, Kincha, Kincha, moreover, further, Adhidaivam, Adhyatmancha. Now Dvayoho, Dvayoho is explained by Shankaracharya here, presenting the same words from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Adhidaivam, Adhyatmancha. Adhidaivam means what? Adhidaivam, Adhyatvam, Adhidaivam, and what? Panchabhuta Devataha. Adhidaivam means devatas in the form of five elements and the elementals, okay? Panchabhuta Devataha. In fact, Panchabhuta Adhidaivam stand for what? The Samashtihi. Samashtihi is Adhidaivam. Adhyatma means Vyashtihi. Adhidaivam, the word Adhidaivam stands for Samashtihi. Adhyatma stands for Vyashtihi. Total, the individual. Okay. So, in the Samashti, Samashtihi Adhidaivam, Adhyatma individual. So the one truth, the only truth, obtaining as the truth of the total and the individual is what? Tejomayaha. The truth is of the nature of Tejomayaha, effulgent. Effulgent truth. Effulgence implies pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Tejo may have what? The consciousness, pure knowledge, pure consciousness is the truth, obtains as the truth of the individual and the total. Adhidaiva and Adhyatvam. Okay. And this Tejo Mayaha means what? Atma, which is of the nature of consciousness, is Tejo Mayaha. Because tejas means all we think of light, isn't it? So tejomayaha means pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Light of consciousness, that's the idea. Then amrutamayaha, this atma which is of the self of consciousness, the only self of the individual and the total, adhidaiva atma, adhibhuta, adhyatma, adhyatma atma, this atma, the only truth, which is of the nature of consciousness, is also what? Amrutamayaha. Amrutamayaha means which is ever of the nature of timelessness. Amrutam. Mrita means dead. Dead. Amrita means immortal. Therefore, we say Amrita, immortality implies timelessness. Take it as timelessness only here. Okay? Amrutamayaha means timelessness. So, consciousness which is timeless, and this consciousness what now? Purushaha. This the timeless consciousness, amrutamayaha tejomayaha, means the pure knowledge which is of the nature of timelessness, therefore said to be amrutamayaha, is what now? Is the truth obtaining, known as purusha, obtaining in the subtle, Purushaha implies the reality obtaining as the truth of the subtle bodies. Okay, Purusha. Pure ushati iti Purushaha. Sarvam purayati iti Purushaha. The reality remains filling everything, obtaining as the innermost essence. Therefore, resides in every, okay, as though residing in every subtle body. Okay, Purushaha. So, Purusha means that reality obtaining in the subtle bodies. Subtle bodies of what? Subtle bodies. Not subtle bodies. Subtle bodies of the individual subtle body and the totality of subtle bodies. They say dvayoho, dvayoho to understand. The reality, the consciousness, the timeless consciousness is there, is the Purusha obtaining in the subtle, individual subtle body as well as subtle bodies, the totality of subtle bodies. Then prithivyam, prithivyadi antargataha, the same consciousness implied with him atma, the timeless consciousness known as Purusha, obtaining within the subtle subtle, the individual and the total subtle bodies, is also there, you know, in all the gross forms, prithivyadi antargataha, which obtains in all the gross, okay, forms also, such as earth, etc. Prithivyadi antargataha. So prithivi means earth, which also obtains in all the elements and elementals, all the gross bodies. Okay. Prithivyadi antargataha as the truth. And that Atma. So now only Atma obtains in the gross elements and elementals, just earth, etc. It is obtains as the innermost essence in all the subtle bodies, which is timeless, which is consciousness. Okay, that Atma, yaha vijnata. This consciousness alone obtains as the knower. Yaha vijnata. Come on, where is the knower? Who is the knower here? The only knower is Atma. There is no knower at all other than the Atma. The knower obtaining in every individual mind, knower obtaining in every individual being is Atma. So, knower and Atma are not two. Knower is a temporary qualification attributed to the Atma from the standpoint of the known. That's all. There is no knower other than the Atma. Therefore, yaha vijnata, that vijnata is paraha eva atma brahma. That knower, okay, obtaining as the form of consciousness, timeless consciousness, as the innermost essence, who obtains also in all the prithivi, etc. Atma is, the knower is paraha atma eva. That is what is atma. Don't go and search for the absolute reality, Atma. That is what is Atma. That Atma is Brahma. Atma is Brahma. Okay. Paraha yeva Atma Brahma sarvam, sarvam Brahma. That paraha Atma yeva sarvam Brahma. Brahma, Atma is Brahma. Therefore what? The Brahman which is in the form of everything. Sarvam Brahma. Iti dvayoho 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 dvayoho. See dvayoho dvayoho, when you say in two seeming individual total entities. Dvayoho dvayoho means in two individual and total seeming entities. In subtle and gross, in subtle, in two seemingly real, subtle and gross entities. Individual subtle, total subtle. Individual gross, total gross. You can say, okay, in everything. That's why Purushaha and Prithivyadi Antargataha. See, very Shankaracharya Bhagavad-pada, just by stating the word Purusha, he made very clear. What is that? The consciousness obtaining in all the subtle bodies. The individual subtle body and also totality of subtle bodies is Purusha. And the same Atma, Prithivyadi Antargataha, obtaining in the gross, earth, etc. Yaha Vijnata, but that Atma is one who is there as the knower, is Parahayeva Atma, that is the Para-Atma, exalted self, which is the Brahman obtaining, which is in the form of everything, Sarvam. Dvayoho, Advaita Kshayat, Param Brahma Prakashitam. Advaita Kshayat, Param Brahma Prakashitam. He says, in that section, Madhu Brahmana, what happened, how it is presented, it is shown, okay, how there is subtle, individual subtle, and total subtle, individual grass, total grass, showing finally the truth of everything being only Atma. Then what happens? The entirety of the grass universe also. The subtle manifestation, grass, everything becomes negated as Mithya. Through the negation of this duality. That is how the duality becomes negated. Through the negation of the duality, the non-reality being non-dual, and reality, non-dual reality being real, is established. Therefore, Advaita Kshayat. Advaita means non-duality. Advaita means duality. Be careful, okay? This is very specific, technical word, specifically obtaining in what? This Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, isn't it? Advaitam, non-duality. Advaitam. Actually, to be frank, Satyam, Asatyam. Isn't it? But whenever A comes, it will be Anadvaitam. Advaitam, duality. The Dvaitam, duality. Advaitam, non-duality. Isn't it? Anadvaitam must be duality again. Isn't it? But here instead of being Ana, it is Advaitam. Advaitam, non-duality. Advaitam, duality. Non-non-duality is what? Duality. Advaitakshaya, be very careful here, okay? Advaitakshayaha is a specific technical expression. Very important word. Advaitakshayaha means what? Negation of duality. Advaitakshayat, through the negation of duality, Param Brahma Prakashitam, the absolute reality, the oneness, the secondlessness, non-duality of the absolute reality implied with term Brahman is revealed through the negation of duality in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in Madhu Brahmanam. Okay. There will be three lines. Okay. In three lines, the duality is shown. And the final line, the last, fourth line, there will be negation of duality. That's what Advaita Kshayaha. So Advaita Kshayat Param Brahma Prakashitam. How Param Brahma is revealed? Listening, Sanskritam sounds like our language, isn't it? Param Brahma Prakashitam. Absolute reality is revealed. This is how reality is brought to light through the negation of duality. Now you understand how Upanishad Pramanam works. Now question comes again. He comes, Shankara Bhagavatpada thinks we might not have studied Brihadaranyakam. Okay? Sometimes he assumes that we would have studied. Where? Where is it said? Where is The non-duality of Brahman is brought to light through the negation of duality, as you say here. Kuavar iti aha. Now he says, where is it revealed? He says, Brahma vidyakhyam madhu amritam. Okay, this knowledge of madhu amritam. Amritatvam. See, madhu amritam. Madhu amritam means what? See, madhu amritam means in the section, in the chapter called Madhu Brahmanam. Madhu amritam means in the chapter called, there's a chapter called Madhu Brahmanam. There is, Brahman is revealed, okay, with the title what? Brahma Vidya. Which has Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya Akhyam Madhu Amritam. This chapter known as Madhu Brahmanam, having the subject matter of Brahma Vidya, knowledge of the absolute reality, which is also known as Brahma Vidya. Madhu Brahmanam itself is known as Brahma Vidya also. Brahma Vidya Akhyam Madhu Amritam. The Madhu Brahmanam itself is said to be known as knowledge of Brahman. There, Amritatvam. Amritatvam literally means immortality. But here the word Amritatvam implies the absolute reality Brahman, which is of the nature of immortality, is said to be Amritatvam. Amritatvam means what? Brahma. Why Brahman is said to be immortality? The reality Brahman is said to be immortality because it is of the nature of immortality. Now, that thing, absolute reality Brahman, which is of the nature of immortality, which is also, now the question comes, why it's called Madhu Brahmanam? Madhu. Madhu means honey. And honey is not a processed food, you know that. We don't know how honey gets formed in the flowers. Honey bees go only collect the honey and then we go and grab it from them. Okay? We are very bad. We go and grab. They work very hard and collect and we go and easily. Mahapapa. Anyway. Okay. So, in fact, that's why we don't need to cook honey. Okay? You can eat it as it is. Just readily available. And also sweet, desirable, isn't it? The diabetic people are frightened of eating because all time told, you know, otherwise nobody dislikes really honey, okay? The sweetness of the substance, like madhu, is desirable, you know? And it is here, Atma is ever of the nature of fullness of happiness. Limitlessness is fullness. Fullness is happiness. Therefore, that is most desirable for all of us. Therefore, honey is desirable. Sweetness of honey is desirable. Again, it is immediately available. Available for immediate consumption, isn't it? Don't need to, again, no processing is cooking or not necessary. Like that, what is readily available, the happiness, reality, Atma, which is ever of nature of happiness, which is most desirable, which is ever available as your own Swarupam, is also what implied by the term Madhu. Okay, why it is sweet? Honey is desirable because of its ready availability, immediate availability for consumption, and because of sweetness. See, Atma is already there. Happiness is already there. Don't need to go and attain it. It's already there as your own Swarupam. Immediately available for taking ownership. Just as honey is immediately consumable, here, Atma, which is of nature of happiness, is already there as yourself. Your Atma. You can just discover and claim it. Take ownership of happiness as your nature, isn't it? Therefore, Atma, immediate self. As the most desirable is happiness. the most desirable for all people of all times, of all cultures, of all places. What is most desirable? Happiness, isn't it? Therefore, this is Madhu. That's why Brahma Vidya itself is said to be what now? Madhu Brahmanam. So he says, and there, the reality, the timeless reality, which is author of immortality, is Brahman here, you know? That reality alone, reality which is author of immortality alone, is said to be Madhu also. Why? Because Mohana Hetutvat. Sorry, Modana, not Mohana. Mohana means deluding. Modana means pleasing. Modana Hetutvat. As Brahman has the status of being the source of happiness. Modanam Modayati. Modayati means pleases. By slip out tongue I said Mohana, okay? Not Mohana. Mohayati means deludes. Modana Hetu. Now you will not forget, you see. Modana Hetutvat. As Brahman is the only source of happiness. Modana Hetutvat. Brahman is said to be what now? Here, Madhu. As it is immediately available for one to take ownership of it as one's own, said to be Madhu. Okay, very nice. Modana Hetutvat. Okay. Now, that Brahman Vijnayate. Brahman is understood. Yasmin. That absolute reality is understood. That Brahman, which is of the nature of, which has the status of being the only source of happiness, and which is already always available as one's own self immediately, that Brahman, implied by the term Madhu, is unfolded in the chapter. Yasmin, the chapter in which that reality implied with a Madhu is unfolded, iti, the chapter itself is said to be what? Madhu Jnanam. Madhu Jnanam means Brahma Vidya. Madhu Jnanam is equal to Brahma Vidya. Knowledge of the absolute reality. Madhu Jnanam means what? Brahma Jnanam. So Brahma Jnanam is subject matter of what? Madhu Brahmanam. The chapter itself is called Madhu. See, one understand. In Taittiriya Upanishad, this Atma Brahma is implied by the term Rasaha. Raso Vaisaha. Rasaha means what? The essence. So there Ananda Hetutvat. Reality being the only source of fullness of happiness. In Taittiriya Upanishad, this Brahman is implied with the term Rasaha. And reality being the only source of fullness of happiness, therefore, and happiness being the most desirable, it is implied with the term Madhu. Two reasons why it is implied with Madhu. See, you have to attain jnanam. After attaining jnanam, you have to attain happiness. No. Knowing what Brahman is itself is what? Discovery of happiness. That way, immediate. There's no time difference. Once you ascertain this fact of yourself being Brahma, and you ascertain what? You can understand happiness being your swarupam. That's why immediate. That is why reality is simple by the term Madhu. There is a Madhu Jnanam in what? Brahma Jnanam. So Brahma Jnanam is the name of what? Madhu Brahmanam. The chapter also. Madhu Jnanam, Madhu Brahmanam. Shankara Bhagavad Pada takes so much of time to explain why the chapter is called Madhu Brahmanam. Chapter is Madhu Brahmanam because Madhu Brahmanam is nothing but it has the subject matter of Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya is called Madhu Jnanam because Brahman is simply the term Madhu. Because Brahman is the only source of happiness and Brahman is available already as one's own self. Tasmin ityartaha. That is what is the meaning. It is in that the chapter in which Brahman, which is like the Madhu, is discussed, subject matter which is discussed. Therefore, it is in that chapter, which is known as Madhu Brahmanam, this teaching comes. Which teaching comes? Oneness, secondlessness, non-duality of the Atma, which is revealed through the illustration of space obtaining within the stomach and in the earth outside. Kim eva, like what? How Atma is revealed? Kim eva, ityaha, prithivyam, how Atma is one? How Atma obtains the only reality in seeming to, individual and total entities? Prithivyam udare chaiva yatha ekaha akashaha anumanena prakashitaha. Just as the oneness of space obtaining within the stomach and obtaining in the earth outside is revealed through inference. Why inference? We don't see the space inside the stomach through physical eyes. But we infer there must be space, otherwise we can't feel it. Isn't it? We feel it every two times in the ashram here, we are feeling it. Okay? So we feeling means what? There must be space. That's why inference. You infer there's a space. What is the hetu for that? For inference, you need a reason, isn't it? Hetu is, as we eat two times, as we fill the stomach, there must be space. Isn't it? Hetu. So hetu, I just don't write that hetu, okay? Simply I'm saying. Akashaha anumanena prakashitaha. Because he used the term anumanam. So the space obtaining within the stomach and space obtaining in the earth outside being one the same is revealed through inference. Loke, so in this word, revealed through inference, tadvati, like that, in the Madhu Brahmanam, it is made very clear, the Atma, the absolute reality implied with the term Atma or Brahman, obtaining in the individual total subtle bodies, obtaining in individual total gross bodies, isn't it? Is one and the same. There is no gross universe. There is no subtle universe which exists. Okay, understand even causal universe also which exists non-separate from Brahma. Therefore, all that is Brahma. And I am that Brahma. It is not enough if we say all the teaching is only Brahma. Okay, that you can say what? That Brahman must be aparoksham Brahma. As long as you understand Brahman as parokshataya, no use. Isn't it? That Brahma ahamasmi. I can be resolved only in that Brahma, nowhere. Resolve it quiet. Remain quiet. No, all noises will resolve. Isn't it? It is aproksha Brahma jnanam. Aprokshataya Brahma adigantavyam. Brahman has to be Brahman, the truth of the whole being, the truth of I. Then you resolve it. Okay. Now, we'll go to the next verse. So, having given two supportive statements from two different beautiful Upanishads. Very strong teachings. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Gaudapadacharya says, generally, Advaitam is real. Non-duality is the reality. Duality is mithya. Duality is not real. Okay? Why? Because non-duality alone is highly glorified in all the Upanishads. Duality is condemned. What will be condemned naturally? Anything which makes us happy, anything which is good for us, anything which is desirable for us is appreciated, glorified, praised. Anything which causes pain, anything inauspicious is undesirable. Inauspicious is undesirable. Auspicious is desirable. Mangalakaram, sukhakaram, shantikaram, shubhakaram is desirable. Anything which is auspicious is desirable. Inauspicious is undesirable. What is auspicious? Anything which makes us happy is auspicious. Anything which makes us unhappy is inauspicious. And what is that which makes us happy? In fact, jnanam does not make you happy. Jnanam helps you discover yourself being happiness. So in the wake of the knowledge of the non-duality of the reality, being your own self, reality obtaining as yourself, you discover simultaneously happiness, limitlessness, fullness being the very nature. That is what is attainment of freedom, attainment of happiness. There is no other attainment. Isn't it? Therefore, Advaita Jnanam Mokshaya. Advaita Jnanam, knowledge of the non-duality of the reality is for freedom. And as long as we mistake the duality to be real, we are in samsara. Acceptance of duality as the reality retains a person in samsara. And understanding of the non-duality reality liberates a person from samsara. Therefore, Advaitam is desirable, glorifiable. Therefore, Advaitam is highly praised here. Whereas Dvaitam, duality is condemned. Why condemned? Because Dvaitam retains a person in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and death, samsara, life of transmigration forever. If all opponents uniformly praise Advaitam, condemn non-Dvaitam, then what must be the fact then? Therefore, that itself is the proof non-duality being the reality, duality being mithya. Okay? This is what he is going to discuss in this 13th karika. Okay.
Jivatmanorananyatvam. Jivatmanorananyatvam. Abhedena prashasyate. Abhedena prashasyate. Jivatmanorananyatvam. Manorananyatvam abhedena prashasyate. Abhedena prashasyate. Nanatvam nindyate yaccha. Nanatvam nindyate yaccha. Tadevam hi samanjasam. He samanjasam.
He says, the first thing he says, jiva atmanoho ananyatvam prashasyate. Ananyatvam means non-separateness. Ananyatvam means non-separateness. Non-separateness means what? Implying non-duality. So, non-separateness of the Jivaha and Paramatma. Non-separateness of the absolute reality, Atma, and the Jiva, the truth of the individual, is highly glorified, praised, prashasyate. How it is praised? Abhedena, abhedena. Abhedena means through the statements known as Mahavakyams, which reveal the non-difference. Okay? Sometimes you have to supply words. Abhedena, through the Mahavakyams, through the great declarations of Upanishads, always known as Mahavakyams, which reveal the non-difference. Through those statements, through the Mahavakyams, the non-separateness of Jiva and Atma is highly praised in all the Upanishads. At the same time, Nanatvam Nindyate. Nanatvam, plurality. Nanatvam means manifoldness, plurality, multiplicity. Nanatvam, manifoldness or plurality or multiplicity of the Atmas is Nindyate, is criticized, condemned to be not real. Yatcha, and that which is the fact, that which being the fact, that which being the teaching of the Upanishads, that which is the teaching of the Upanishads, tadi evam hi samanjasam. Samanjasam means, therefore, that what the teaching of the Upanishads is what? The correct. Samanjasa means correct, appropriate. Okay? That must be the appropriate fact. That must be the correct thing. That must be the truth. Samanjasa means truth. Truth, fact, and also correct. What is correct? It is the correct thing. It is correct, appropriate for us to say non-duality is the reality. Based on the teaching. See, non-duality being the reality is correct. Teaching, correct. Duality is mithya, is the correct, isn't it? This is the correct thing. This is the truth. We understand this based on the Upanishadic teachings. What is which is praised in Upanishads? Non-separateness of Jivatma and Paramatma, Jiva and Atma is praised through many, many Mahavakyams which reveal the non-difference. At the same time, the plurality of Atmas is condemned, criticized. So from, based on this fact itself, we understand non-duality is real. Duality is not real, isn't it? Therefore, tadi evam hi samanjasam. Therefore, that is the correct thing. What is the correct? Non-duality is the fact, the truth. Now, read the Shankaracharya. Tad evam. Those words actually only mean that teaching, which is that teaching where duality, The non-separateness is praised, plurality is condemned. From that, the fact is, this is the fact, this is the truth, that non-duality is real. Okay. Yadu. Now, I'm going to read the Bhashyam now, the same page, 413. Those who want to follow English, you can follow the English in 414. Okay. Yadu yuktitaha shrutitaha cha nirdharitam. The fact which has been ascertained logically and also from the statements of the Shruti. Yuktitaha means with the help of logic, through reasoning. Shrutitaha, and also from the statements of Shruti. Nirdharitam, it has been ascertained. What has been ascertained through reasoning, logically, and also from the Upasuti statements? Jivasya parasyacha atmanoho. Jivatmanoho ananyatvam abhedena prashasyate. See, non-separateness or oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma through the statements, Mahavakyams, through the statements revealing the non-difference is highly praised, appreciated, glorified. Stugyate. This fact has been ascertained. This fact has been ascertained. Okay. From the Stuti statements and also through reasoning. How? By whom? Shastrena. Shastra means by Upanishad. All the Shastras, by Shastram also, Shastrena praised. This fact is praised by Shastram. Vyasadi bihicha, and also by other great men of wisdom like Vyasa, etc. All sages, such as Vyasa, etc. So all great sages, men of wisdom, vision, by all of them, this fact is praised. Non-separateness of Atma and Paramatma, Jivatma and Paramatma is praised, glorified. All, by Upanishads also, this fact is glorified. And also ascertained logically, also from this Shruti. Therefore, yatcha sarva prani sadharanam. Sarva prani sadharanam. Swabhavikam shastra bahishkritaihi kutarkikaihi virachitam nanatvadarshanam nindyate. Now he says, how duality is condemned. So Shankar Bhagatpada is going to present now some quotes, okay, from different Upanishads. Now you can see Brihadaranyakam, Taittiriyam, Katha. For all these Upanishads, he is going to quote statements from other Upanishads. And those statements strictly, really condemn, criticize duality, plurality. Condemning duality means also, of course, condemning the plurality, multiplicity. He quotes. He says, it's not simply he saying, okay? So what Gaudapada Acharya has mentioned in the 13th Karika is based on the Shruti's teaching. So Shankara Gaudapada presents many quotes from different Upanishads to prove, to state that what is said by Gaudapada Acharya is correct. Okay? And he says, Nanatva darshanam, very beautiful. Nanatva darshanam means what? Perception of duality. Very careful, huh? The word darshanam, you must see where it is used. Advaitam, advaita darshanam means you must say vision of the reality. Nanatva darshanam means perception of duality, not vision. Why? It's not a fact, okay? So nanatva darshanam nindyate. Perception of duality is okay. Perception of duality being mistaken to be reality is criticized. It's not mere perception. We are all pursuing duality. Perceiving duality is a natural situation here, condition here. Perceiving duality is not a problem. We are helpless. But perception of duality being mistaken to be the reality is condemned. Nanatva darshanam nindyate. Which anatva darshanam? Sarva prani sadharanam. Which is this, see, perception of duality being mistaken to be reality is very natural and common for all beings. Why? The entire humanity is sailing in the same boat with reference to this ignorance. Okay? All of us are naturally born ignorant. We do not know what is absolutely real. And we are perceiving duality. And based on experience, we do mistake duality to be reality. It's a very common thing. We need not study Shastram to understand duality is real. Isn't it? So he says, Sarva Prani Sadharanam Nanatva Darshanam, the perception of duality and mistake it to be reality is very common for all the living beings, for all the human beings. As a Swabhavikam, which is natural, also, that one, and this alone becomes what now? Kutarkikaihi virachitam. Virachitam, it becomes a systems of philosophy authored. Kushastri, kutarkikaihi virachitam. Virachitam means this perception of duality which is mistaken with the reality, okay, which is very natural and common for all living beings, okay, becomes the systems of philosophy authored by the logicians with the wrong perception, is it? Kutarkikaihi, and people who have rejected the Shastram. Shastra bahishkritaihi. Shastra bahishkrita means what? These logicians, kutarkika means logicians who are of logical fallacies. Logicians of logical fallacies are kutarkika. And who have rejected the Shastram. Shastra bahishkritaihi. Shastram bahishkritam means what? Who have kept the Shastram away as a secondary means of knowledge. Shastra bahishkritaihi. What he says, nanatva darshanam, this perception of plurality, which is natural and common for all living beings, which forms subject matter of the systems of philosophy, which has become systems of philosophy authored by logicians who are of logical fallacies, rejecting the Shastram as secondary pramanam. That nanatvam is nindyate, is criticized. Nanatva darshanam is criticized. How it is criticized? Many examples here. Natu tadvitiyam asti. Okay, sentence number 1 from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Okay. Natu tadvitiyam asti. I'm not giving all details of the mantra. Okay. Tadvitiyam nasti. There is no second thing other than that. There is no second thing other than that. Natu tadvitiyam asti. One sentence. Then. Dvitiya advai bhayam bhavati. very very powerful step. Dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Fear, the phenomenon called fear exists because of seeing the second thing. Dvitiyat, because of seeing the second thing other than yourself, fear happens. Absolutely, you can see there's no second thing. From the standpoint of water, there's no ocean, there's no wave. Understand? The standpoint of Atma, the consciousness, there's no world which is separate from Brahma. Therefore, Dvitiyat, only because of seeing the second thing other than oneself, due to ignorance, the phenomenon called fear exists. And the phenomenon called fear will disappear. Okay. Then, udaramantaram kurute atatasya bhayam bhavati. So again, another beautiful sentence from Taittiriya Upanishad. Udaramantaram kurute atatasya bhayam bhavati. Antaram means gap. Okay. Udaram, antaram, udaram kurute. Even little slightest gap you see, difference you see, in the slightest difference a person makes from oneself with anything else in the world, ataha tasya bhayam bhavati, then there will be fear. Therefore, there is a phenomenon called fear. Ataha tasya bhayam bhavati. Why there is a fear for anyone? Tasya, fear is because even the slightest difference a person makes, that sees something to be different from oneself, then the fear happens. Then, again Brihadaranyaka, I tell you, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is like a big jungle, okay? Then Brihadaranyaka, big jungle. You can get quotes for anything, to give us example. Okay, so here, idam sarvam yad ayam atma, idam sarvam yad ayam atma. See, all that is here, whatever is here, is all atma. This atma alone is here as all that is here. Ayam atma means what? This reality, appearing as the nearest self alone, is here as all that is here. Yad ayam atma. Ayam atma means this self. Yad, that which is the self, is idam sarvam, all that is here. Then one more quote. This is Brihadaranyakam. Now Kathopanishad for a change. Okay. Mrityoho saha mrityum apnoti. Yaha iha nana iva pashyati. Mrityoho saha mrityum apnoti. Yaha iha nana iva pashyati. Yaha iha nana iva pashyati. The one who sees in this world as a world of plurality. Nana iva pashyati. The one who sees in this world as things as different, to be many. The one who sees his world as something to be of many, that person does not know the truth. Does not know the truth means what? He is ignorant of the truth. If he is ignorant of the truth means what? He has wrong identity. Therefore what now? He mrityoho mrityum apnot. He remains in this beginningless, endless cycle of transmigration. Transmigrated life. Going from death to death. He becomes subject to samsara. He continues to remain in this cycle of births and deaths. Mrityoho mrityum apnoti. He attains death from one death to another death. Dies, is born again, and attains death. He continues to be in this cycle of births and deaths. Is it desirable? No. Therefore, that is why it's Mrityoho saha mrityum apnoti yaha iha nanaiva pashyati. Now, having quoted all these statements, many from Brihadaranyakam, one from Taittiriya, and one from Kathopanishad, now Shankaracharya says, ityadi vakyaihi. Through all the statements, to many statements such as these, Don't think only these many. Shankaracharya says, I have no time to write so many. Only giving few. Anyaihi cha. And also there are so many other statements similar to these statements. Okay. Through all these statements, and also through some other statements, and also statements also by people who have the clear vision of Brahma. Brahma vidbihi. Ityadi vakyaihi cha anyaihi cha brahma vidbihi, and also by great men of wisdom who have the clear vision of the truth, by them also nanatam is condemned. Okay, the plurality is condemned. So perception of plurality is condemned by all these statements, and also by other statements, and also by people of wisdom, people who know Brahma. Brahma vid bhihi nindyate, anyaihi nindyate. Yahatu tarkika parikalpitaha kudrishtayaha. See, kudrishtihi means erroneous perception. Okay. Erroneous view is kudrishti. Erroneous contention is kudrishtihi. Yaha tu tarkika parikalpitaha kudrishtayaha. Those erroneous views of, erroneous views assumed by, okay, imagined by these logicians, anrijvyaha, they are incorrect, okay. When nirupyamana, when analyzed, ghatanam na pranchanti. Really, they differ from the facts. They don't agree with the facts, means they do not stand the scrutiny. Means they cannot really stand. They cannot remain with the proper reasons. Therefore, ghatanam na pranchanti. Anrijvyaha means they are not straight. Anrijvyaha means they are not straight. When analyzed, they do not stand scrutiny. Means they are not acceptable from the standpoint of facts. Ghatanam na pranchanti. So all their erroneous views of other tarkikas, really, when analyzed, they can't stand. They lose their strength, they fall apart. Okay, they don't stand the scrutiny. They're acceptable from the standpoint of facts. Okay, finished. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.